As you all know, Prince passed away yesterday, and I can't even believe that that sentence just came out of my mouth. And he was a huge impact. He made a huge impact on me. One of my favorite artists of all time, and I took this one pretty hard. So all of Fly Jams Friday this morning is all Prince. 312-981-7200, talk and text. DJ Shagru, Esmeralda the Heart, Melda, Viggity Viggity Vic, and me. Wiki Nikki are going to pay tribute to the one, the only Prince. It's an all Prince Fly Jams Friday.
When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio. With my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
This is gonna be a tough one here. Fly Jams Friday this morning is a an all Prince Fly Jams Friday. All songs will either be performed by Prince, or if they're not performed by Prince, they were written by Prince. And this is just a kick to the gut of any music fan. He was a legend. He was a genius. He was one of the most important musicians and artists in the history of music. And we lost him yesterday. He was only 57 years old. And nobody really knows what happened. The autopsy is going to be on Friday, later today, I believe. And then we'll find out what happened. But either way, it's an incredible tragedy. One of the greatest musical artists of all time has passed away. And if you want to request some Fly Jams, it's all Prince Fly Jams this morning. All Prince. And that's the only way it should be on Fly Jams Friday this morning. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. 312-981-7200. Prince Fly Jam Friday will begin after the break.
In France, a skinny man died of a big disease with a little name. By chance, his girlfriend came across a needle and soon she did the same. At home, there are 17-year-old boys and their idea of fun. Being in a gang called the Disciples, high on crack, toting a machine gun.
Prince. And it's an all Prince. All Prince. Yeah. An all Prince Fly Jams Friday. That is from my favorite Prince album, Sign of the Times. And, yeah, this is a big one for me. This is huge. And when he passed away yesterday and it was announced and I saw it, I really actually couldn't even bring myself to listen to any of his music because it was just the impact of it was just too much for me. And so this will be the first time I will be listening to parts of Prince's music since the announcement. And Prince was a big artist for me. Like I said earlier, I discovered him from the album Controversy, and when 1999 came out in 83, I went absolutely nuts. And then obviously from that point on in the 80s, he was just, you know, massive, and Purple Rain went through the roof. I remember going to see Purple Rain, the movie, at a sneak preview, a premiere. It was at the Carnegie Theater, which no longer exists. It was on Russian Oak, the Carnegie Theater. And it was a 10 o'clock screening. They had an 8 o'clock and a 10 o'clock. And my girlfriend and I went to the 10 o'clock screening. We were waiting out front. And it was a GCI-sponsored screening. So it was like a radio station-sponsored screening. And there were a ton of people there. And we were all waiting in line. And the group of people that were coming out of the 8 o'clock show, the 8 o'clock show was letting out, and we were waiting in line, you know, with the group to go into the 10 o'clock show. And everybody was just like, I mean, it was insane. The energy, how everybody felt. And I'll never forget this. We were walking out, and there was just some guy. He came out of the theater. He's with a group of people. And the guy just, all he kept saying was, "Michael who? Michael who?" Because it was clear that, you know, Prince had entered the Michael Jackson, you know, sphere of popularity at that point. And he was just like, "Michael who?" I always remember that. Prince was an incredible artist, an incredible innovator, songwriter, musician. The guy played tons of musical instruments. He wrote all of his music, produced it. His live performances are, you know, legendary. It's really weird. Esmeralda, I don't know if you remember a few weeks ago, you and I were having a conversation. And remember I was saying that, you know, when Prince dies, that there are going to be like 8 million albums, like, you know, because of all the new material.
Yeah, he has like a vault.
This guy is, you know, I mean, we're going to have Prince albums. You know, Tupac sold more records after he died than he did when he was alive. And I'm telling you, if people thought Tupac had a back catalog, all Prince did, all that guy did, was write and record music. That's all he did. And it's there. And, you know, we're going to have a lot of Prince's music for a long, long time, which is a good thing.
Yeah, I'm curious how they're going to deal with, because he wasn't, I was looking at Spotify, and on it says Prince's, whatever, his organization or whatever, requested we take, get rid of all the music from Spotify.
Well, you know.
So at this time, we don't have it.
Here's the thing we had to do for this morning. You know, a lot of the times when people call in with requests, Dan will find it on the computer. Like, he'll either go to YouTube or he'll go to a website.
Right.
Prince was notorious for not letting his stuff out online.
Yeah.
So one of the reasons why a lot of our, most of our Fly Jams Friday have been very Prince light is that we didn't have access to it in that regard. So we had to do a bunch of, like, Dan had to do a lot more work to get some of the songs that we wanted. Because they're just not available online. You know, on most Fly Jams Fridays, all that stuff's out there. Like, you make a request, Dan can find it online and play it. And that's just not the case. Prince was really protective of his music. So a lot of the stuff that we chose, you can't find it online. Which is one of the reasons why the news feeds yesterday were not jammed with Prince videos. You know? Because you would think, like, your entire news feed would be nothing but hundreds of Prince songs. But he had a total, you know, he protected over all of that stuff.
Right. Just finding stuff on him
is hard.
I was, yeah, just videos. Yeah. I was looking at a bunch of stuff. Like, there's that one of him telling Kim Kardashian to get off the stage.
Get off the stage. That one really surfaced big time yesterday, too. All right, here's another song off of Sign of the Times, which is, like I said, my favorite of Prince's albums. And this is Hot Thang.
Baby, you dance so good. Hot Thang. Baby, I knew you would. Hot thing. Tell me what you see. Hot thing. When you smile, when you smile, when you smile. How you smiles, how you smiles for me.
If you've never seen the movie Sign of the Times, it's stylized. Basically, it's a concert movie. It's stylized, and it is one of the best concert movies I've ever seen. And you know, here's another song off of Sign of the Times. This is one of my favorite Prince songs of all time. I'm getting really sad, man. you know how I often talk about songs that are perfect? You know, I've mentioned, like, that is a perfect song. That is that what we just heard? That's a perfect song. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that song. Nothing. And here's the thing about Prince. He's got dozens of those. He's got dozens and dozens of absolutely perfect songs. All right, here's Fly Jam Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Hey, first just got paid, and now Raspberry Beret. I think Fly Jams Friday is cursed.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Raspberry Beret. Dan busted out his Raspberry Beret this morning. He's got the Raspberry Beret out in honor of Prince. So
this is a
hard one, Bob. This one's hard for me.
I can tell. I can hear it in your voice.
Yeah. So. All right, what do you got,
anyway,
Bob?
Anyway, I've got one of my favorite Prince songs, even though it's a little dated here. It's 1999.
Go, Bob.
Kind of prophetic. Life is just a party, and parties weren't meant to last.
That's right. Exactly. And he died in April, the bastard.
Yeah.
Prince. What can you say about Prince? It's Fly Jams Friday, and it's all Prince for Fly Jams Friday. I do want to make an announcement here about this because we're running out of time, we want to do at least more justice to Prince because you could do 55 days of Fly Jams, and not cover everything that you need to cover. So I wanted to say that Prince wrote a ton of songs for other artists. Some of them were incredible hits, some of them not so much, but he was one of the most prolific artists of all time and wrote incredible songs for other artists. And we were going to play a lot of those too. Mm-hmm. So we've decided that we're just going to do all Prince today. And then we're going to have a special Fly Jams Monday.
Oh, cool.
At 4 o'clock on Monday, and it'll be all songs that Prince wrote but did not perform, or if he performed them, the bigger hit was with the person that he wrote it for.
Right.
So that'll be so. If you're because I obviously there are songs that you want to like Sugar Walls and I Feel for You and Nothing Compares to You. Mm-hmm. He wrote so many amazing songs that other artists had hit Manic Monday. He wrote. So tons of other songs that Prince wrote, and we'll play those on Monday. So we're going to have a special Fly Jams Monday just for the artists that recorded other Prince songs. So our very own Todd Manley, my boss, our boss, right after the Hawks victory, he texted me and Dan and said, hey, Hawks win, and here's my Fly Jam request, DMSR by Prince. Thank you, Todd. Nice choice from 1999. Also featured in Risky Business.
Oh.
Yes. Okay, we got some listeners who had some requests here. Tony wanted to hear this Prince song. I mean, seriously, we could do, I'm not kidding, we could do a week's worth of Fly Jams Fridays with this guy. I mean, good Lord. Jim Leskowski, our good friend Jim Leskowski, requested this one. So So we got some texts, not texts, but these are tweets that celebrities sent out. Mm-hmm. Carmen Electra said, "The world has lost a truly incredible spirit and musical genius. What a blessing it was to be one of his chosen ones and who had a chance to work with him so closely. He gave me my name, he believed in me, and he has inspired an entire generation. I will always love him. Sometimes it snows in April." President Barack Obama says, "Today the world lost a creative icon. Michelle and I joined millions of fans from around the world in mourning the sudden death of Prince. Few artists have influenced the sound and trajectory of popular music more distinctly or touched quite so many people with their talent." Mick Jagger says, "Prince's talents were limitless. He was one of the most unique and talented artists of the last 30 years. Duran Duran singer Simon Le Bon says, "Prince is gone. Music has lost a great presence. The world is less funky, and I don't want to believe it." Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, no.
That would be Stephen James, as we discovered yesterday. "Sad to hear Prince has passed away. His iconic music, his genius, and his talent captivated the world. Part of the soundtrack of my life." Wow. Stone Cold Steve Austin's a Prince fan. That's awesome.
I guess that goes to show you, like, he was able to go
to touch
across.
Everybody. Yeah. Absolutely. Wendy and Lisa, former members of Prince and the Revolution, "I'm completely shocked and devastated by the sudden loss of our brother, our artist, and our friend Prince. Thank you and all of the fans that support us for your endless love and making such big dreams come true." Wendy and Lisa, I love Wendy and Lisa, and their solo albums are great. I don't want to go into it right now, but their solo albums are terrific. And so there you go. All right, this is my favorite song off of Purple Rain. It's that moment in the movie where it's like, "Do you want me or do you want him? Because I want you." Jams. Oh, I love Prince. All right, more Purple Rain, this one. All right. Jim Liskowski actually requested this one, and I'm glad that he requested this. This is from the Symbol album, the Prince Symbol album, which I think is one of his best albums, and not as, you know, didn't go over as big as, like, you know, Around the World in a Day and Purple Rain and all that stuff. But this is it's a great record. This is the best song, one of the best songs on it. Seven. Great. Great song. Great song.
I heard
song.
That one a lot because we had a Best of Prince CD at Hungry Brain.
And that song got
and
played a lot. You know what? I probably played it a bunch of times.
I would play it too. Yeah. I like that song.
I was probably responsible for you hearing it a lot when I used to hang out at the Brain. That's one of my favorite Prince songs of all time. Okay, here's another great one. This one that I requested. Man, his songs, he was so good. Ronnie Wood from The Stone says, "I will miss a good friend who was so talented. He was such a great performer and a guitar player." That's another thing that we haven't mentioned yet, just how incredible he was on guitar. You know,
I haven't been able to confirm it, but it's one of those that's floating around the internet now. Somebody asked Eric Clapton what it's like being the world's greatest living guitarist, and he said, you should ask Prince.
You know, I've heard that. Yeah. Seriously, Prince was an incredible guitar player. He could shred. He could seriously shred on the guitar. He was unbelievable. Let's see. Zooey Deschanel said, Prince was a true gentleman, a king among men. He was as sharp and as talented as they come, and I'm so glad that I was lucky enough to work with him. Boy George says, today is the worst day ever. Prince, rest in peace. I am crying. Kathy Bates, actress, says, Prince is dead. Long live the Prince. Kevin Bacon says, lots of guitars gently weeping today. And by the way, if you ever heard his solo on the cover of While My Guitar Gently Weeps, forget it. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. We got some more Prince stuff here that we're going to hear for Fly Jams Friday. And like I said, we're going to do a special because Prince is, you know, was such an unbelievable and amazing talent. We're not even scratching the surface. And when we do a little special version of Fly Jams on Monday, we're going to do Prince written songs that were recorded by other people. But even today, we're not going to get to enough Prince. I'm telling you, man. But we got a few more here that we're going to get to on Fly Jams Friday. Prince edition. All right, let's play a couple more Prince songs here for Fly Jams Friday. Let's see. Actually, Greg in Milwaukee wanted to hear this one. This is for Greg in Milwaukee.
I am here for you. Love is meant for two. Tell me what you're gonna do. If I gave you diamonds and pearls, would you be a happy boy or a girl? If I could, I would give you
diamonds and pearls. Great album, great song. Okay, let's find out what's going to happen on the opening bell this morning. Steve, good morning.
Good morning. Hard to say good morning on a day like today.
Yeah,
but, you know,
yeah.
What a tragic loss. It
yep.
seems like, and they always seem to happen on Fly Jams Friday.
Yeah, it's this one's just too big.
Yeah, this one is true.
Yeah.
All coming up next on the opening bell.
Thank you, Steve.
Have a good day.
All right, you have a good morning as well. Okay, I wanted to get a couple more in here really quickly because I wanted to play a couple songs that weren't near as popular.
Okay.
This is from the Love Symbol album from 1992, still one of my favorites of his record. This is really way up high on the list of my favorite Prince songs of all time. It's called The Morning Papers. Such a phenomenal song. That's a live version because you can't find the studio version online. That's a live version. But that song, Morning Papers, if you want to really dig into an album that was popular but not as classic as what other people consider, mm-hmm. the Symbol album, the Love Symbol album from 1992, one of the best things he ever did. I wanted to close it off with this one. So,
get up. I'll only call you after you can. Get up. Here I am.
Here I am.
Yeah. Well, all right. So that was our Fly Jams Friday, Prince Fly Jams Friday. And again, we didn't even get close to the surface to scratch it, quite frankly, with the amount of incredible music that Prince recorded. And then on Monday, we're going to do a special Fly Jams Prince edition. The songs that he wrote for other people that other people got hits with. There are a lot of those, too. You'd be surprised by some of them. Some of them you might not even realize that Prince wrote. But we'll do those, and that won't even be enough. Prince, one of the greatest musicians in the history of music, passed away, and this is a huge, huge loss. And, yeah, that was the first time I heard Prince music since the announcement of his death. I'm kind of glad the show's over.
Oh.
Hi, Esmeralda.
Hi.
All right, I'll see you on Monday.
See you Monday.
Okay, we'll take a break. News is next.